from Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, Aaron, and welcome into our program today. We're glad you're all listening in on this weekend edition of Life Change. Life Change comes to you on the weekends, and we talk to people about what's going on in the world, what's going on in their lives, what's going on in books that they're written. And one of the things we do on a regular basis here is to talk about our ministry in Myanmar and also our online college that has students in Africa. And today we want to talk about the Myanmar program. And of course, I have our international director out with me, Rick Ramsey. And Rick has done a lot of work with this ministry. God is blessing this ministry. Many of you are contributors to this. You give financially to the pastors that we support overseas. And Rick, it's so good to have you on the broadcast with us today.
Well, it's good to be back with you, Dr. Padrone, and good to be back with the audience. Always enjoy reaching out to those that are listening and having a conversation with you.
Thank you, because it's always a joy chatting with you. And you know, when we think about Myanmar, Rick, that you and I have quite a past. You have quite a history on your trip over there a few years ago, and you really have a love for that country, don't you?
I sure do. It's one of the poorest countries in the world. I believe it's been rated as the poorest. And when you think about Kenya and some of the other countries where there's poverty, it's very, very poor. Also very poor spiritually. Buddhism dominates it. It's about 90% of the population are Buddhists, and then 2% are cults, and then about 8% profess some form of Christianity. And so it's a wide open ministry, but one to have a burden about.
Yeah, you really do have a burden about it. In the June-July newsletter that we have, Rick, you told the story about Judson Day, about Adoniram Judson, who was the first modern-era missionary to Burma, which is now Myanmar, though he had planned to go to India. Tell us a little bit about Judson Day, if you would.
Yes, they annually celebrate him and his legacy. And, of course, Adoniram Judson, I guess, would be the original Christian who had a heart for that country. Something over 200,000 at his death, and he's buried there, celebrated, declared that he was influential in them coming to Christ. He translated the Bible in his years of service there, some 40 years that he served, but he suffered greatly. He spent time in prison. He lost two wives. He lost a son. And yet, God used him. He looked at eternity rather than the earthly. And when he left this world, he left a legacy that we're still building on.
Yeah, I remember, Rick, when I went over there originally, I was talking to various people there in the services. And every time I mentioned Adoniram Judson, it's like their face lit up, especially with those pastors. They are indebted to him, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, we have certain names that we immediately, if we mention those names, will draw attention. Everybody will know who they are. And that's the way Judson is in Myanmar. Everybody, even the Buddhists, know who he is, because really, Christianity takes not only the gospel, but it takes civilization to a world as well. And he certainly had his impact.
If I remember your article, you mentioned the fact that something like 200,000 people testified that they came to Christ because of his ministry. Is that correct?
Yeah, something like 240,000, if I remember right as well. Been a little time since I researched that, but yes, but there were no professing Christians in that country when he went there, and he went there by accident. He was going to go to India, and he got to Myanmar, and then he was supposed to catch a ship to India, and they wouldn't let him in. So he said, well, this must be the place. I remember a sermon that you spoke of about the place. Mm-hmm. And he decided this must be the place God wants me. And he endured great trouble, but God used him greatly as well.
Yeah, he really did. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you from our ministry. And Rick Ramsey, our international director, is with us today, and we're talking about the ministry we have in Myanmar, and we have just been chatting about one of the great saints of history, really, Adoniram Judson and his ministry there. Rick, since you and I have been there, there has been a lot of change. 2021, there was a civil war. Bring us up to date on the state of affairs. What's it like there right now?
Well, you know, civil war is never good for either side. That much America understands. The suffering, the struggle between the army in Myanmar and also the citizens of Myanmar. And the army had all the weapons and all of the bombs, and so it's been devastating. And certain parts of Myanmar are still living in fear of dying tomorrow from a bomb dropping on them, and it's been quite the challenge. I don't know if it's worse or better. There are some positive things that are happening in that the people themselves are becoming stronger, and the military is becoming weaker, but it's still quite a difficult situation. Locally, there where most of our work is, they are in that city of Kalamaya. They have not had too much damage, particularly recently, but yet some of the villages, they know what the people do. They drop a bomb and they scatter, and it's troubling, and there's lots of loss of life. And yet, you know, it's been a great burden on our ministry and those that are serving there. I guess a positive might be that those who hear the gospel and understand that a bomb could take them out of this world tomorrow, in some ways it opens the door of the witness and hearing from some of our servants over there and pastors over there. I get that flavor. They're still baptizing people. They're still serving the Lord, even though it's a challenge.
Well, is Buddhism, is that a big challenge to the Christians there, or are they kind of nominal? What is it like there with the Buddhists?
The Buddhists are a fairly passive people. It's really sad when you think that they are caught up in worship of a man, this man Buddha, and it's a works religion. And yet they are, you know, one of the works, I guess, that they try to practice or promote is being kind or nice and thinking in some way that that'll make them more prepared for eternity. And so they do not create a great problem except on the level of witnessing and bringing people out of that. There is where, as it is everywhere, when someone is caught up in a religion they've been in all their life, witnessing to them of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the freedom that's ours in Christ is a challenge. And obviously, the power of the Holy Spirit is what brings redemption, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit that enables them as they do their work.
Yeah, that's well said. Tell me a little bit, tell our audience a little bit about nationally, is America involved over there in some way? Do we have any input over there? Maybe we have some advisors. Is there any input over there from America?
Very little. There have been times in previous administrations in America where there was emphasis in that part of the world. And of course, it was a part of England for a long time, but it's not now. China probably has more influence there now than America does. We're busy with other things in other parts of the world that we really, as a nation, have very little influence there.
Well, we're talking about the country of Myanmar with our good friend, Pastor Rick Ramsey, today. This is a fascinating topic, especially for my heart. And many of you out there that are listeners, you know about this. So many of you have sent gifts in. We appreciate it. I have some letters here right now from Canada. This says, use the gift for the pastors in Myanmar. It's a very kind gift. We appreciate that. Here's another gift that says, please use the enclosed gift for pastors in Africa. This comes to us from Vermont. And so we are thankful that as our ministry goes out and it goes to various places, that God uses this ministry here to help people overseas. I know that encourages your heart as well, Rick, to hear about people sending funds in. Think about you that are listening to us right now, all of our dear friends out there. Think about this Pastor Munn and his family. He is quite the servant of the Lord. Talk to us a little bit about physically where he's at, if you would, and financially, where the ministry's at over there. And also tell us a little bit about the trip that he's planning here to America. I'm really thrilled with what he's receiving.
Yes, Brother Munn, his name is Munn Thang, everybody knows him as Pastor Munn, and he is our coordinator, he is our leader there, and he is the one who engages with the pastors. He and his family are still enduring. There have been times during this coup that he and I would have to be careful of our words and conversation. And I would say to him, there's no need for you to go out and fight against them. Your ministry is important to where you are and doing what you're doing. And it's been a difficult journey for him, but physically they are well. Financially, they're like everybody else there in that country, living by meager means. His ministry has been hurt because some of the young people, particularly, for fear of being drafted into the army because they keep losing soldiers, they leave and they go to Thailand and other places to get away from shooting at their own people. And so they set up this draft, we would call it a draft in America, where every young person is eligible to go. And so the young people have to hide. And so it's hurt our ministry there. And of course, financially, we are indebted to those that are giving to that ministry. Without them, we have a couple of churches. I suppose we have two or three churches that give monthly, and a couple of Sunday school classes, maybe a few more, who give monthly. But we're really dependent on God putting it on the hearts of people to give a gift to help those pastors. And we're very careful. We're cautious. We're aware of the dangers with funds. And every dollar is used. I get reports from the missionaries, the pastors. So we really do appreciate those who give.
Yeah, it really is a blessing to us to have these pastors supported as we can support them. Now, over there also are some orphanages and some other things that we have been involved with. Tell us how they're coming along with this coup and everything that's taking place.
Yeah, of course, sad to say, and we support Pastor Munn's orphanage in sort of a roundabout way. At Christmas time, I try to help them a little bit, and by helping him, he is one of the pastors that we support, and he gives the funds and uses it for the ministry that he's got. And he's got about 30 children in his complex that he cares for, and I just asked him recently about You know, they have three seasons there. They're coming, I guess, into their winter. They don't have winters like we have here in Virginia, where I am. But they have, I would say, comparative to North Carolina winters or South Carolina winters. But he said the kids need blankets and those kinds of things. And they also are susceptible to malaria. They've had some children who have struggled with that and have been in and out of the hospital, and so the care of the people in the fellowship is an ongoing ministry, an ongoing burden for Pastor Munn.
Yeah, it's a constant thing that's going on. I was thinking about draft, when you mentioned the draft back in the days of Vietnam in America, that was kind of a concern for our young men here. And, of course, overseas, over there, there's not a lot of choice they have in those things. These pastors that we support over there, how are they doing? How many are there?
We have supported. We usually try to support 10 at a time. But they rotate a little bit because some of them, their churches have grown. Like I remember one church in particular that I preached at when I was there, and they had about 25, 30 people there on a Wednesday night, which was pretty good. And they now have grown to where they don't need the support that we send because they're able to help take care of the pastor a little bit. And so it rotates a little bit, but they're in villages all around the city of Kalamaya, one up in the mountains and others in the valleys. And they live ready to fly, ready to go when trouble comes. Bethlehem Baptist Church, I preached in it. That's the one I call the church on stilts. And because it's set up 20 foot in the air because it's on the side of a hill. You can't think about an American church when you think Myanmar. These are poor people in poor churches. And I remember preaching there, and wonderful people, 30-some in a room of about 25 by 25, just a small room. But they had some fighting that went on and some bombs dropped, and the people in their little village scattered into the mountain, and they stay up there. And the pastor just recently shared with me that he will then go to where they are, wherever they are, scattered, and will minister to them individually. And then when the coast is clear, as we would say in America, they'll come back down into their village and try to resume their services. So it's quite interesting, and just a wonderful bunch of people who are trying to serve God.
It's hard to imagine living like that, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, as you know, I'm sort of in a ministry right now where we're working out of our home, and it's totally different than the modern-day church in the building and the facilities and the comforts and the air conditioning and the lights. And one church I was at just had a generator that they would put gas in to turn the lights on at night for their service, and then they would cut it off because fuel is very expensive. Electricity is not available in many places, so water often, you know, is not available. So it's a different world, and yet these men are still baptizing people. And it's a great blessing.
Yeah, it really is. If you would like to give a gift toward this project with Myanmar, we'd love to have you do so. Everything you send in, the totality of it, goes to the pastors there. And you can send it to Padron Ministry College, if you wish. And get a pencil out there, if you would, or a pen. I'll give you the address in just a moment. Or you can go to our webpage and make a donation. But we are thankful for those who are helping us in this project. I think you have some letters there, Rick. Is that right? That you can share with us? I'd love to hear some of them.
This one is from Carmel Baptist. I mentioned that the church is up on the mountain. I remember my wife had a little bit of fear of heights, and as we went up that mountain, she wanted to be on the mountainside of the vehicle rather than on the bush. And that's another church that has water needs, but the pastor there is faithfully serving the Lord, and he says, it's a great thing to say thank you to God who sustains us and strengthens us and We try to stand firm in the faith and do the work of His kingdom, and by the grace of God, to serve the Lord. I thank you so much for the work that your people in America are doing to help my ministry. Because of your prayers and your support, that I am able to serve the Lord here in Myanmar. And he gives details on his the things that he does. At this point in time when he wrote it, we're able to have Sunday morning worship and Sunday evening worship. Also every Wednesday they have missions services. They even have a fasting and prayer every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12. I don't know if that's noon or midnight, probably midnight. He said, I also had the opportunity to give a little gift to the old age women and men in our New Year's program earlier in the year. He says, I share the gospel, give counseling to people, and just try to serve the Lord. Please pray for us, he said, for the political situation. It seems to become worse and worse. And then here's one real quickly from another pastor. He says, I thank you so much for the opportunity to serve the Lord in such terrible times, and pray for the political problems here in Myanmar, and thank you for your support. We have family prayer meeting every night. I visited house to house twice a week, shared the gospel. I invited many people from different places to come. He said, I visited to one Buddhist family for friendship. And after 2 months, I shared the gospel with them. The believers who escaped war, have not returned as yet from the refugee places that they're in. But the believers are coming for worship on Sunday anyway. I went to a place where there were believers who fled the war and pray for them as much as I can. As a result of your support, we can see the fruits of your prayers in my church planting, and I thank you so much. May God bless you, he said. Thank you. So that's just two of the ten. And, of course, the translation is a little difficult, and I have to ad-lib it a little bit because their English is what I call Myanmar English.
Well, I'll tell you what, that shows up and down my spine to hear you read those and what's on their heart, and that comes straight from the heart. If you want to give a gift, again, now here's where to give it, where you can send it. You can go to our webpage and go to our donate. Simply go to Dino Padrone Ministries. Let me spell my name for you, DinoPedrone, Dino Padrone Ministries, plural, MINISTRIES.com, DinoPadroneMinistries.com, and simply send the gift in. Send it simply to Padrone Ministries. That's all you have to send it to, and we'll run it through our system, and the entire sum will go to these pastors and their need in Myanmar. And if you want to send it into our virtual office, we have a virtual office because we have an online college, simply send it to Padrone Ministry College. That's simple, Padrone Ministry College. And here's the address, Regus Post Office, or Regus Post Office all over. There are virtual post offices. We're there, 433 Plaza, P-L-A-Z-A, Real, R-E-A-L, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And again, that address is Padrone Ministry College, Regus Post Office, 433 Plaza Real, Suite 275, Boca Raton, Florida, 33432. And simply send a gift in. Simply make it out to Dino Padrone Ministries. That's all you have to do. Earmark it for the pastors in Myanmar, and we'd be glad to have it sent to them. Rick, thanks for being on today, and you're coming on again next week to talk about another major project we're doing internationally. I was going to have you give a devotional, but our time is gone, Rick, and so we're going to say goodbye to all of you right now out there in Radio Land. Thank you so much for listening in, and please support these pastors in Myanmar. God bless you. Life change is what we all need.
You've been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.